see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. And I just lost Heidi. Let's add her back into the call. Let's see, get her back in here. She was going to hit her unmute button, and she hit the leave button. Good morning, Heidi. Are you there?
I'm here, Randy. Yep, a little bit too technically challenged in the morning. So
that's okay. That's all right. Hey, listen, Heidi is the salesperson over at a new project in Petoskey, Pickerel Lake Road, just about a mile and a half or so east of 31. As you're heading north up from, let's say, downtown Petoskey, you're heading out of town, you go up Pickerel Lake Road, head east. And the thing of it is that I'm so excited about the website, Pine Pond Homes is plural, homes.com. If you guys want to go there right now while we're talking with Heidi, if you have any questions, you can text me 231-360-5140, and I'll ask her your questions as we spend some time with Heidi this morning. Heidi, when I go to the website, pinepondhomes.com, home number 36, Outlook, 225,900, yes, has a nice red tag. I love seeing these. It says pending. Tell us about that transaction, if you don't mind, without sharing any private information. But what type of customer came and met with you at the model and decided to put an offer in and sign a deal there on the home number 36?
Well, that home appealed to a woman who is near retirement age and wants to simplify her lifestyle, and so she's getting ready to sell the home that she's currently living in. I do find quite a few people that come to the sales office are local people who their homes have appreciated over the last few years, and they want to downsize, but there's nowhere really lower than the price of their current home to go that's nice and feels safe and new. And so when she discovered Pine Pond Homes, this was the perfect place for her. And it allows her, you know, a simpler lifestyle. She can come and go. You know, yard care is taken care of for her. So anyways, it was a really good fit for her.
Yeah, in her situation. I believe, is this the unit that has the detached garage next to to the home?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that has a one-car detached garage, 16 by 24 feet.
16 by 24. Now, this is, I believe, the unit Caleb showed us when we met him for the first time that Saturday late afternoon when you had left the model. I think he took us through this unit, and is this the one that has the bedroom in the front of the home? Is that
correct,
the floor plan?
Yes, it's a three-bedroom, two-bath master bedroom with an ensuite at the roadside, and then you have your kitchen, dining, living area in the middle, and then two bedrooms and a bath towards the back of the house, which, you know, if you have kids or if you have company, it has a nice gap between the sets of bedrooms and the master bedroom.
Very cool. And was that price accurate on the website? It's showing it was offered at $225,900.
You are correct. That is the price of that home.
Now, let me get this straight. You're talking a master suite, so it's got its own private bathroom.
Yep.
Then you go into the kitchen, dining, living room area, and then two bedrooms on the back with their own bath.
Correct. Yes.
Three bedrooms, folks. Two bathrooms with a garage for $225 in Petoskey. Heidi, we got so much more to talk about. I got my phone is blowing up. I got text messages coming in. We're going to take a short break. Heidi from PinePondHomes.com is the website. Open it up. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, staying through the break, is Heidi. She's the sales contact person for a brand new development happening, being built in Petoskey, Michigan, just north of town. PinePondHomes.com is the website. And Heidi, one of the text messages I got as we were heading into the break, the Outlook that you just spoke about, priced at $225,900, does have a garage. And I said, yes. And you said it's detached 16 by 24, correct?
Correct.
So basically, this is like, I would call it almost a one and half, one and three quarter when you equate to a normal garage. 24 by 24 is two car. So basically, this is an oversized one car garage.
Yeah, the idea was to be able to fit a truck in there because we all know in northern Michigan, a lot of people drive a truck. So there's room, you can fit a truck in there. There's room on each side. And then in the front, you can do a nice storage area with shelving. And so it's a nice design. You're not just squeezing your vehicle in there and jumping out your one of the neighbors, that's his favorite part of his house. He's turned it into a great little workshop. So it's fun to see what some people do with their garages. Most of the guests that I have out here, the women want to see the kitchen and the men want to see the garages.
Absolutely. So if they've got, for example, maybe an extended four-door pickup truck, these heavy-duty pickup trucks, they can go, almost 20 feet long themselves. But there's still room for extra things, your motorcycle or whatever it is, your toys you would like there. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about, because it says coming soon, I'm on the website again, folks, if you want to check along with me, follow along as I'm talking to Heidi, PinePondHomes.com. I'm looking at coming soon, home 9 and home 10 is a Denali, price just $50,000 more, $276,900. Tell the folks about that particular home. I believe it has a porch, and is that an attached garage?
Correct. Home 10 is one of our last homes in that neighborhood with a two-car attached garage. That's the price difference between home 10 and home 9. So that home on a lot 10 is a three-bedroom, two-bath. It's about 1,340 square feet, big, beautiful island in the kitchen. Master bedroom is toward the back of the house. Two bedrooms are toward the front. Nice big entrance with a big closet. People always enjoy that space when they come in. And yes, a covered porch. All of our homes have covered porches. Some of them are from the street view, and then the outlook is more from the side of the house, and you can enjoy the view of your backyard. So one of the features we love about Pine Pond is these front porches. Neighbors are out there. They're greeting each other as other neighbors are walking by with their dogs and enjoying the community.
Now, the model that we went through, it also has a rear deck behind the living room area off the dining room. That is incorporated in a lot of these floor plans as well.
Correct. Our waterfront homes called the Nantucket, all of them have that big deck off the back of the home. It goes across the whole back. It's 8 feet deep and 26 feet wide. And the idea was to be able to have that living space out there to enjoy the beautiful spring-fed pond, that 7.5 acre spring-fed pond that is like the centerpiece of Pine Pond community.
Now, that is the Nantucket floor plan. That is correct. The larger home and the larger square footage. What's the price on that unit number 58, if you have your price sheet readily available?
58, that one would be $371,900,
okay,
which is the three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car attached garage. And the big deck on the back that also comes with a patio off of the deck area, 14 by 14 patio, and a pergola that sort of defines that space. So
it
really enhances your outdoor enjoyment.
Right. Now, one thing that I did notice, a lot of homes have already been built around the pond There's others throughout the project as well, but you still have quite a few of the pond sites available.
That is correct. There will be 44 homes around the pond. Right now we have 11 of those 44. And so we're the next one, as you saw on the website, 58 will be available, and 69 will be our other location. And so the great thing about these spots on the pond, if you want to see, have the southern exposure, western exposure, or northern exposure, you can pick your spot. So this is a great spot on the pond right now. So I think the people who decide to purchase now on the water are going to be really grateful with the choices that they've had.
Yeah, especially western view, because mm-hmm. then you get to sit out on your deck and watch the sunset over the pond.
Yeah, I've received quite a few photos recently from our neighbors, because I'm not always here that late in the evening, and they'll send me incredible photos of the sunset sky. And so we call Pine Pond attainable waterfront living in northern Michigan, because it is just, everybody loves to be near water, and our pond yeah. is quite beautiful. We have a beach area. We have a pickleball court going in. And we just had a beautiful Noah's Ark playground put in. We purchased the Noah's Ark playground from Friskies, south of Charlevoix. They were moving on with that. So we had Noah's Ark delivered. So we have a nice area for kids, or if our neighbors have, you know, children or grandchildren that come visit, there's a great spot for them and a beach area. So all of those items are a part of the amenities at Pine Pond. So when you're buying a home at Pine Pond, you're not just buying a home, you're buying into a community with some of these special blessings. And our pond is swimmable. You can kayak on it, paddleboard, you can get a little pedal boat and motor around on there, but just nothing motorized, only human sure. energy can get you around
absolutely.
That pond.
And one thing I noticed in talking with the developer, I had a meeting with both of them over at the office, and they said the nice thing about that is it's spring fed. Yep. So it's completely clean, and it recirculates, you know, via evaporation and different things. It's constantly being fed new spring water. And like you said, completely swimmable. And what is the depth of that pond? How deep is it in the middle?
Well, I never like to exaggerate, and I've heard a few different numbers, but I'm going to go with around 13 to 14 feet deep in the middle.
Oh, wow.
Pretty safe estimate.
So somebody wants to do a little hold your breath and go for a dive, you can get down there pretty cool. Hey, is the pond itself, is it sand-based? What is the soil conditions when you walk out into the pond?
Down by the beach area, we've groomed that so it's a little bit more palatable. Along the edges, it's a little bit less sandy, a little bit of a rock, a little bit of...
aggregate. It's got some aggregate in it.
Yes,
okay.
That's a good word. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, the aggregate, one thing I've learned in whenever creating these ponds, especially spring fed, you actually need a base to be mm-hmm. able to hold the water. And mm-hmm. that's one of the reasons why they do it that way. So, and let's be honest, we all know it was years ago used as a mining pit for gravel. I talked to a gentleman. He told me he remembered the road commission even got some of the gravel there when they had a road washout in Emmett County. A road commission actually came there and got some gravel from that location to help fix the roads in the area. So a little bit of history I was able to find out. So one last question, a couple of text messages coming in. Affordability, how does the down payments work, and how does the loans work to be able to purchase one of these homes?
That's a great question. We have been very fortunate. Citizens National Bank in downtown Petoskey has chosen to partner with Pine Pond and help homeowners get financing. So they are looking at a certain credit score, a certain debt to income ratio, and then a 5% minimum down payment. And we have a special arrangement with them that they, since this is a manufactured home on leased land, typically the interest rate on a loan like that is closer to a personal or a chattel loan, whereas they're working to give an in-house loan product that's 1 to 1.5 points over what the conventional mortgage rate is.
Got it. So it's very competitive. And also mentioning leased land and that it's actually a community. Chip texted me just now. He'd like to know homeowners association or monthly fees or dues.
Yes, so there is a monthly site rent, and it is varies based on the size of the lot and the location of the lot. So our waterfront homes are our premium, and that monthly fee is $749 a month, and then it goes down to $649 or $599 off of the water. And I think that's the one thing that people have a little bit more mental adjustment to get their mind around, and I try to explain to them, like, this is a private community, which means we have to take care of the roads, the snow plowing, the amenities, the mowing of the yard. Somebody's paying for all that, and the lot rent goes toward that. So if you're used to a condominium, you're typically have an HOA, but then in a condo, you pay full property taxes. So there are some benefits, some lower property taxes here at Pine Pond that I can talk to someone about when they come and see me here.
Sure,
at Pine Pond.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that way you can explain it to them. And
yes,
also, depending on the type of home and location in the project, they don't necessarily want to be on the pond. They might want to be in the back or something like that. You can actually break it down and show it to them and say, okay, here are the actual numbers.
Exactly. Yep.
Got
it. I feel like when somebody's that interested, then we have a really good conversation about numbers.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. When I went to the website, pinepondhomes.com, orange little tannish color up in the corner said schedule a tour. They can put in their name and email and submit it directly to you. Is this something you would prefer them to do online, or would you want them to call you on your cell phone?
They can do it online. I would prefer that they give me a call, and then that way I can book something with them. I actually have someone at my front door right now that wants to come have a tour. But yes, please give me a call. There
okay.
are a few times that I'm off property for a meeting or attending a chamber event, and I
sure.
would not want to miss them.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, I'll wrap up the interview for you since you got somebody there wanting to see the model. And the phone number here on the radio, 231-265-3797. I'm going to take
Correct.
A screenshot of this information. But Heidi, we'll let you go, and I'll wrap up the interview for you.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate this opportunity to talk to your audience. Come see me at Pine Pond.
Absolutely. Thank you, Heidi. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
The information, again, is on the website, pinepondhomes.com. However, you can call or text Heidi. She's at the model. I believe Sunday and Mondays she's closed, but you can talk to her. You can text her. You can call her. Again, the phone number, 231-265-3797. And if you're interested, text me PP, Pine Pond. I've got it stored in my phone. It'll auto-reply back with Heidi's phone number, her email address, her name, Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, at pinepondhomes.com, and the website, pinepondhomes.com, is all on the screenshot. So if you're interested, you want to see the website, you want her phone number, you'd like to set up an appointment to come meet with her at the model, she can give you a tour of the entire project. Just text me, my phone number, 231-360-5140. Text me PP or Pine Pond in Petoskey. Say that three times quick. Pine Pond, Petoskey. There you go. So anyway, great project. Love the models. Love Heidi. She explains it so well in person. She'll go over the closing costs. Down payments are only 5%. So, for example, 225, it'd be roughly $11,000. And your closing costs, she can explain it all to you. Bottom of the hour news break, we'll be right back.